98. Why Red Wings Sing. Epigraph, Ramon Gomez de la Serna. Moonbeams always manage to find water because all they want is a little drink. And red wings sing to announce the coming of the moon, the coming of the day, the coming of the pale green smear of morning duckweed. Red wings sing to count the time left, because there are no cuckoos in the lake, to satisfy a procreant urge. Red wings sing because they can see sound waves made by their song on the November lake in miniature ripples that pixelate reflections of conifers. To lighten things up a little, Jesus! To avoid mortal combat, to remain sane. Red wings sing out of an ancient contractual obligation, because ravens stole the sun, to startle frog into believing the swim meet started, to warn any querent away from factory-made and migraine-inducing Danishes. Red wings sing twice each day, as ritual song for the ones that went before them, who visit them during afternoon naps, and when the veil is thin and the future dangerous, to remind them of the fierce Red Wing will inside them to carry on, put aside petty personal Red Wing politics and sing as their papa taught them, as if there will be no singing tomorrow and only the sounds of doors slamming shut or endless chainsawing or rain, 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 or worse. Red Wing song can be translated to mean hallelujah, another day in paradise. Did you see that stunning wall of stars last night? What's for breakfast? Who was that startled the buck yesterday? Where's Coyote? Where's Cougar? Here come the shadows. Thanks. Red wings sing because that's how a yogi with a red spot on a black wing demonstrates the loss of self-preoccupation and the assumption of responsibility for all living things in the net of Indra. How howling autonomy manifests in the late November redwood afternoon. Red-winged blackbird stops singing. How silent the eternal redwood night.